market warfare. Can military philosophers help businesses?
Is there a similarity between the way business and war is conducted? Some seem to think so. And business leaders often turn to military philosophers for guidance. Books such as The Art of War by Sun Tzu from the 5th century BC, On War by Karl von Clausewitz, 1780 to 1831, and The Little Red Book by Mao Zedong, 1893 to 1976, have become business classics. Here are four military strategies from Sun Tzu that are often applied to business.
1. Attack your competitor's main weakness. On the battlefield, this means directing your forces at your opponent's weakest point. In business, it means attacking your competitor where it can really hurt them. For example, Hertz once dominated the car rental business, but Avis saw a weakness in Hertz's strength and created a campaign with the slogan, "Rent from Avis, the line at our counter is shorter." Clever.
2. Keep your attack on as narrow a front as possible. In war, this means concentrating your forces at one small point, not trying to attack everywhere at the same time. In business, this means focusing on your core products or services. Basically, if you try to offer too much, you could confuse your customers. The logistics services company FedEx once made the mistake of offering a very wide range of options, including two-day and three-day delivery times. But when they began to focus on overnight delivery, they won that position in the mind of the consumer with the slogan, "When it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight."
3. Strike hard and fast. As Sun Tzu said, "Speed is the essence of war. Take advantage of the enemy's unpreparedness. Travel by unexpected routes and strike him where they've taken no precautions." Businesses must also operate at a faster pace than their competitors. They must develop and introduce products more swiftly, implement strategies more quickly, and respond to environmental factors rapidly. In 1975, Bristol Myers decided to launch the painkiller Dayrtrel to compete directly with Johnson & Johnson's successful Tylenol brand. Dayrtrel was going to be priced 35% lower than Tylenol. But in an astute move, Johnson & Johnson quickly reduced their price to match Dayrtrel's. This prevented Bristol Myers from advertising Dayrtrel as a low-price alternative.
4. Strike at your opponent's line of supply. Striking at your opponent's lines of supply is a typical flanking strategy. This involves attacking the side of a column of troops, not the front. It's effective because it eliminates the need to fight the enemy head-on. And an attack on a poorly defended supply line can leave an enemy army incapable of fighting, as none of the supplies of food or ammunition will reach it. In business, companies can launch flanking attacks by creating exclusivity agreements with suppliers. For example, Pepsi signed one such agreement with Pizza Hut to sell their drink there. This effectively eliminated Coca-Cola from that part of the market.
There may be no casualties or bloodshed in business, but there are certainly many similarities with war.